it's time once again for Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for joining me for this brief meditation on Scripture as explained by the comments of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In 1 Corinthians 15:20, the Apostle Paul exclaims, "But now Christ is risen from the dead." And then Charles Spurgeon shares these thoughts. "The whole system of Christianity rests upon the fact that Christ is risen from the dead. For if Christ is not risen, then," Paul continues, "our preaching is empty. Your faith is in nothing, and you are still in your sins." The divinity of Christ finds its surest proof in his resurrection, since he was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. It would not be unreasonable to doubt his deity if he had not risen. Christ's sovereignty also depends upon his resurrection. For to this end Christ both died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the living and the dead. Our justification, that is, our being declared righteous in the eyes of God, is also linked with Christ's triumphant victory over death and the grave. For he was delivered for our sins and was raised again for our justification. Without Christ's resurrection, we could never have been spiritually reborn. For we've been born again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And most certainly our ultimate resurrection depends on it. For we're trusting that the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead will also make our mortal bodies alive, and that those who die in Christ will surely behold their God. In this way, the silver thread of resurrection runs through all the believer's blessings, from being born again to his eternal glory. What could be more important than to know beyond a doubt that now Christ is risen from the dead? Well, 1 Corinthians 15:20 is today's scripture passage for reflection, and you've been listening to Charles Spurgeon's comments about it. To secure a free transcript of today's reading, just visit our website, morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Have a great day living in Christ.